Out to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Troy Hadrick talking yellowtail in just a moment.
I remember watching the eagle soar at 10 killer.
I remember roasting marshmallows over our campfire at Natural Falls.
I remember riding the dunes at Little Sahara.
We went back and asked folks of all ages, what do Oklahoma State Parks mean to you? Well, we got your replies, and as it turns out, you've made even more memories.
I remember taking the RV to Red Rock Canyon.
I remember climbing to the top of Black Mesa.
I remember catching the biggest fish at Fort Cobb.
There's any number of ways to spend your time in an Oklahoma State Park, because from the pine forests of the southeast to the spectacular mesas of the Panhandle, from the lakes and forests of the northeast to the rugged mountains of the southwest, we've got over 70,000 acres of some of the most diverse terrain in the nation. And whether you stay in a lakeside lodge, secluded cabin, or campground, you'll find it's the perfect place to make memories of your own. For more information about Oklahoma State Parks, visit TravelOK.com.
I don't remember a better time ever.
He describes himself as a fifth-generation U.S. rancher. Troy Hadrick is a member of the National Committee of the American Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers. He's from South Dakota, and he's also well-known, if you're involved at all, in the social media circuit looking at agricultural messages. He's on Twitter, he's on Facebook, and most recently he posted quite a YouTube pushing back against Yellowtail Wine for their decision to send money to the Humane Society of the U.S.
A couple weeks ago, I caught wind that Yellowtail Wines is going to be donating $100,000 to the Humane Society of the United States, which is a vegan animal rights group and a group that thinks that ranchers like myself and anybody involved in animal agriculture abuse their animals, which is just not true. And so when they came out and said they were going to donate that money to them, I knew it was something that I wanted to make sure that I wanted them to know that I wasn't happy about it, and I wanted to make sure other people knew what was going on and encourage them not to support Yellowtail. So I posted it on my Facebook page and put it on my Twitter account, and then that same day I also went out and made a video of myself standing in front of our set of bulls in the feedlot right next to our house and poured the bottle out and told people I hope they did the same thing. So
now that's on YouTube now. I had quite a few views, right?
Yeah, I just in fact I looked at it today and it's had over 8,000 hits on the YouTube video, and it's gotten bigger than I ever thought it would, but I'm excited that many people, you know, want to see it and were encouraged by it and are out there trying to spread the same message that I am.
Troy Hadrick tells us that he's hopeful that other companies pay attention and won't give corporate money to HSUS in the future. We asked Troy if he was surprised of so much interest in the Yellow Fail movement.
I am and I'm not. I'm surprised because I think this is really the first time we've been able to get farmers and ranchers and outdoorsmen and pet owners all on the same page, all up with the same goal to go out there and tell people what's happened with this donation and why they're not happy about it. I think, you know, it goes to show, though, that the knowledge that people have about HSUS is growing now. I think more people understand what they're trying to do and who they really are, and are starting to realize that they have nothing to do with our local pet shelters and our, you know, communities that do so much good. That's not what they're out trying to do. They're out there trying to, you know, to push an agenda that's trying to take meat, milk, and eggs off the table. And, you know, I'm glad that we're able to start, go out there and make sure people realize that's what they're doing.
Troy and a lot of other younger farmers and ranchers around the country are pushing back and telling the story of U.S. agriculture in the social media these days. Troy, you've gotten pretty active, both Facebook and Twitter, right?
Yeah, you know, some of those online tools are a fantastic way for us to go out and tell the story of agriculture. You know, we can't, you know, the jobs we have at home taking care of the livestock is a full-time job, to say the least, and we can't be everywhere all the time telling our story. So, you know, the beautiful thing about things like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube is that I can be out there talking to somebody from, you know, halfway around the world without ever leaving the ranch. And, you know, those new tools like that we have are, you know, something that we need to utilize. It's something that, you know, people that do not agree with me and do not agree with those of us in farming and ranching are using. So that's where the conversations are taking place today, and we need to make sure we're there to tell the truth about American agriculture.
How worried are you about a group like HSUS?
Well, their goal is to put me out of business. And, as a father of three kids and a fifth generation rancher, it does concern me. I think people in this nation, you know, should get to decide what they want to eat. I don't think a group like HSUS needs to be telling us what we can and can't eat. I don't think that decision's up to them. Meat and dairy products are a very important part of a healthy diet. And, you know, I think we need to make sure that people understand that, and people understand that it's young folks like me and ranchers from all over the United States that are raising that beef and that we're doing a good job. And so to claim that you shouldn't eat meat because those animals are being abused is just not accurate. And, you know, I know I want my children to have the same opportunity to be involved in ranching and in agriculture that I had. And if that's to happen, I need to be out there telling my story.
And he's joined the conversation in a very dynamic way in the social media world. Troy Hadrick, one of the ranchers at this year's American Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Rancher meeting in Tulsa this weekend. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, that's our special electronic version of the Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.